Savitri, Book 6, Canto 1, The Word of Fate, pages 424 to 427. Cry woo, the world's lust voices wail, yet conquers the eternal good at last. Then might the sage have spoken, but the king, in haste, broke out and stayed the danger's word. O singer of the ultimate ecstasy, lend not a dangerous vision to the blind, because by native right thou hast seen clear. Impose not on the mortal's tremulous breast the dire ordeal that for knowledge brings, the mad not now, the godhead in our acts. Here are not happy peaks the heaven nymphs roam, or Koilas or Vaikunthas tarry stare. Abrupt, jagged hills only the mighty climb, are here where few dare even think to rise. Far voices call down from the dizzy rocks, chill, slippery, precipitous are the paths. Too hard the gods are with man's fragile race. In their large heavens they dwell exempt from fate, and they forget the wounded feet of man, his limbs that faint beneath the whips of grief, his heart that hears the tread of time and death. The future's road is hid from mortal sight. He moves towards a veiled and secret face. To light one step in front is all his hope, and only for a little strength he asks to meet the riddle of his shrouded fate. Awaited by a vague and half-seen force, aware of danger to his uncertain hours, he guards his flickering yearnings from her breath. He feels not when the dreadful fingers close around him with the grasp none can elude. If thou canst lose her grip, then only speak. Perhaps from the iron snare there is escape. Our mind perhaps deceives us with its words and gives the name of doom to our own choice. Perhaps the blindness of our will is fate. He said, and Narad answered, not the king. But now the queen, alarmed, lifted her voice. O seer, thy bright arrival has been timed to this high moment of a happy life. Then let the speech benign of griefless spheres confirm this blithe conjunction of two stars and sanction joy with thy celestial voice. Here, drag not in the peril of our thoughts. Let not our words create the doom they fear. Here is no cause for dread, no chance for grief, to raise her ominous head and stare at love. A single spirit in a multitude, happy is Satyavan, mid earthly men, whom Savitri has chosen for her mate, and fortunate the forest hermitage, where leaving her palace and riches and the throne, my Savitri will dwell and bring in heaven. Then let thy blessing put the immortal seal on these bright lives and stained felicity, pushing the ominous shadow from their days. Too heavy falls a shadow on man's heart. It dares not be too happy up on earth. It dreads the blow dogging two vivid joys, a lash unseen in fate's extended hand, the danger lurking in fortune's proud extremes, and irony in life's indulgent smile, and trembles at the laughter of the gods. Or if crouches unseen a panther doom, if wings of evil brood above that house, then also speak that we may turn aside and rescue our lives from hazard of wayside doom and chance entanglement of an alien fate. And Narad slowly answered to the queen, what help is in provision to the driven? Safe doors cry opening near, the doomed pass on. A future knowledge is an added pain, a torturing burden and a fruitless light on the enormous scene that fate has built.